Welcome back. I want to give you 5 words that are really critical. Be patient with the process. Nobody likes the word patience, do they? I know. We want to see fruit now. We want to see our prayer hubs grow now. We want to see breakthrough fast. But listen, building a prayer hub takes time for most people. Unless you already have a built-in community, building a prayer hub from the ground up, building a community of intercessors, it takes time. And we have to be patient in the process. Let me tell you my story. When I launched Awakening House of Prayer, which is the mother movement of Awakening Prayer Hubs, I launched Awakening House of Prayer back in 2012. It wasn't just a prayer hub. It was a full-blown, public-facing house of prayer with a facility open to the public. I had high expectations. I literally thought that people would just come in droves from everywhere, ready to pray, ready to press in. But guess what? Nobody showed up. For an entire year, I prayed alone every Saturday at 4 p.m. in a tiny little church, refurbished auto garage, black walls, tiny little shoebox, by myself, week after week, alone. Every once in a while, someone would drop in, but a lot of times they were troublemakers, and I was glad when they left. And I'll be honest, some of them were straight-up assignments from the enemy, and they were sent to cause trouble. I didn't want them there, but I didn't want to stand alone. So many times, you just have to keep praying, and eventually God will begin to send people to you. Because God said, do this. He said it to me. He said, do this. And when God says to do something, quitting is not an option. We don't quit on what God tells us to do. Did I want to quit? More times than I can count on two hands. I was discouraged. I was frustrated. But I also refused to let go of what God said. And what if I'd have quit? You wouldn't be watching this video right now. There would be no global prayer movement. There would be no prayer hubs in England, Australia, South Africa, Tanzania, Taiwan, Brazil. There would be no prayer hubs in these hundred, almost every nation of the world. So I say this to someone who's lived it. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Zechariah 4, verse 10. Even if you're the only one showing up to pray, it matters. Sometimes God tests our faithfulness. Sometimes we're not as ready to lead people as we think we are. He's testing our faithfulness in the prayer closet. Even if nobody joins for months, God sees. And so before he sends increase, sometimes he just wants you to see if you'll be faithful with the little. And also remember that we have a find a hub feature, and people are looking to join hubs from all over the world. Every day we get people asking to join hubs, but we only connect our intercessors. We only connect outside intercessors with leaders who are actively engaged in filling out their monthly report. Because if we don't know who you are, you're not engaging. We can't in good faith send somebody to you. So if we don't hear from you, then you won't be able to partake in that part of it. So that's another reason why it's important that we do hear from you and we know you. But let me just say this. You're not alone. We're here to support you. Other prayer hub leaders will come alongside you. We have hundreds of prayer hub leaders. You can find someone to pray with. We've had leaders join together, even across nations, to pray with one another when their cities felt silent. So remember our cry, hashtag, we stand together, stand up, stand in the gap, stand in faith, stand with fire. You're doing more than you think. Heaven is backing you up. Even if you are one or two or three, I'm telling you, you are powerful and your prayers make a difference. Do not let the enemy tell you otherwise.
The whole world is in crisis and the signs of the times are accelerating. We're in a hinge moment in history and the enemy knows his time is short. But in 2007, God woke me up after midnight and spoke to my heart about a third great awakening. Now, we're closer than we've ever been before. That's why I'm calling a million revival-minded intercessors to join me in making a new appeal to heaven. I'm calling remnant prayer warriors to gather in one accord to push back the darkness that's invading our churches, our families, and our nations. The enemy is raging. The great falling away is underway. But God always responds to united prayer and fasting. Join me and intercessors in over 100 nations at Awakening Prayer Hubs. Together, we can change the course of history. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement.